This morning, America's First News starts right after this. When shopping for car insurance, consider this. GEICO has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to GEICO.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money.
From Compass Media Networks, this is America's First News. This morning, with your host, Gordon Deal.
Florida braces for a battering. Good morning, I'm Gordon Deal, along with Jennifer Koschenka, Friday, October 7. Glad you're with us, and here's what we have for you this hour.
With widespread power outages already, things are expected to get worse today with Hurricane Matthew in Florida. Winds are 120 miles an hour, and the storm surge could be 11 feet in some spots.
Maybe you've seen images of people wading in chest-high water. Matthew has devastated Haiti, where hundreds have been killed.
On the business front, early predictions of how much economic damage there will be in the U.S. from Hurricane Matthew.
And how to help your kid pick the right college.
You should be teaching your kids about money, you know, and budgeting as early as you can, for example. Just, you know, simple social mores, like if your grandparents take you out to dinner, not to order the most expensive thing on the menu, things like that. And then hopefully by the time it gets to college, the college conversation, it's just sort of an extension of some of those lessons that you've already discussed.
Market Watch reporter Jillian Berman has three ways to help your high schooler find the best college. She's here in about 20 minutes. Hurricane Matthew is hitting Florida this morning with heavy rains and winds after killing more than 300 people in Haiti. It's going to be a rough day for much of the Florida coastline as conditions worsen in the coming hours. Roughly a 250,000 Florida households were without power. Here's Governor Rick Scott.
We are going to lose power, and we're not going to lose power for a short period of time.
While Matthew's winds had dropped last night, the National Hurricane Center identified it as a Category 3 storm with maximum sustained winds of 120 miles per hour. Georgia and South Carolina are bracing as well. Here's Georgia Governor Nathan Deal.
I would say to those that are in the areas where we have declared it a mandatory evacuation area that they should take our advice very seriously.
Meanwhile, the U.S. National Weather Service said the storm could be the most powerful to strike northeast Florida in 118 years. As it is, it's the first major hurricane threatening a direct hit on the U.S. in more than 10 years. The storm surge in parts of the state could be as high as 11 feet and up to 15 inches of rain could fall in some spots. Well, there's been absolute destruction in Haiti from Hurricane Matthew, the first Category 4 storm to hit Haiti in decades. More than 300 people have been killed, although the overall death toll in Haiti is not clear. Authorities expect the number of deaths to increase, with local officials in isolated areas reporting higher numbers. Most deaths are believed to have occurred in the southwest region. In fact, in one city on the south shore, the mayor there said every home lost its roof and all plantations were destroyed. In D.C., Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook says the U.S. military will be helping in Haiti.
Secretary Carter has granted approval for Southcom to expend up to $11 million of overseas humanitarian, disaster, and civic aid funds to provide disaster relief support, including transportation support in the Caribbean, airfield and port assessments, as well as airfield operations support.
And when Hurricane Flora hit Haiti back in 1963, it killed as many as 8,000 people. More bodies began to appear as waters receded in some places. Haiti's government has estimated at least 350,000 people need some kind of assistance in what is likely to be the country's worst humanitarian crisis since the devastating earthquake of January 2010. Hurricane Matthew, which is hammering Florida and threatens Georgia and South Carolina, could deliver a potentially devastating economic wallop. We get more from this morning's Mike Gavin.
In Florida, Walt Disney World closed yesterday and planned to remain that way today. Guests have been evacuated from some resorts. Many stores, restaurants, and other businesses have been shut down. Most or all flights into airports in Fort Lauderdale, Orlando, and Miami have been canceled. And dozens of service stations in the state ran out of gas as residents rushed to fill up before the storm. USA Today quotes one expert who says economic losses could be in the tens of billions of dollars, even rivaling the $70 billion caused 4 years ago by Sandy. Gordon.
Thank you, Mike. But USA Today says at least some of the disruptions to retail and other businesses are made up in the following weeks and months as consumers release pent-up demand. However, rebuilding in the wake of Matthew could be especially challenging because there's a shortage right now of construction workers. It's 11 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Trips to the post office, as you know, are never convenient. So why not get postage right from your desk with Stamps.com? Stamps.com even gives you special postage discounts you can't get at the post office, including first class, priority mail, express, international, and more. You'll never pay full price for postage again. Here's how Stamps.com works. Using your own computer and printer, buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or package. Then just hand your mail to the mailman or drop it in a mailbox. It's that easy. It's no wonder over 600,000 small businesses are already using Stamps.com. Right now, sign up for Stamps.com and use my last name, Deal, for this special offer. A four-week trial, plus a $110 bonus offer, including postage and a digital scale. Don't wait. Get started with Stamps.com today. Go to Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in Deal. That's Stamps.com and enter Deal. Thanks for being with us. With Hurricane Matthew and other possible storms likely during this time period, it's critical that you understand how to maximize your chances to secure the most insurance money in the fastest way possible. To be sure, Florida residents right now are mostly concerned about physical safety, right? There's time for paperwork later. But for residents of Georgia and South Carolina, there's prep work to do. Here's Scott Major, national disaster insurance expert who's based in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Scott, where do we begin?
You should start with first getting an understanding of what insurance you have. It's very important to make sure you have actual copies of your insurance policies. And if you don't have them, you can call your broker or your insurance agent or even the insurance company and get copies of them. Make sure you have them scanned as well as have copies of phone numbers for contacts of those insurance companies. And you also want to do things like back up your data and things which are important to you. You also want to go out and take pictures or video, whether you walk around with a camera in a video format or you're taking actual still photos. You want to take pictures of the outside structure of your home everywhere you can possibly see. And document in as much detail as possible. Take as many pictures as you can. More is more. And on the inside, you also want to take pictures of valuables, personal contents, expensive items in your house, any openings of any kind that might create a problem for water or wind to get in. You want to make sure you document everything so that you're properly protected from the pre-storm concept, so that when, in fact, a storm comes, you have a snapshot in time of exactly what has occurred beforehand.
Okay.
You also want to take some steps on the side of if you have a business or even a home that you're not living in, to make sure that you have gone and checked and either boarded them up or properly moved things off of the floor, other types of possible damages that could occur when you're not physically there and can't see them. And those are some of the core things that you should initially do before a storm.
All right. And one of the points, too, you make, check to see if government relief is available. Explain that.
What will happen is in most of hurricanes that make landfall, you'll have declarations by the president and or by the local government agencies that there is a natural disaster or a disaster alert or that emergency relief is available. And as a result, what happens is you can get with FEMA, your Federal Emergency Management, and other stipends that will allow for income to be derived whether or not you have insurance, and also to get income earlier in time, emergency relief if people need money out of the box instead of having to wait days or weeks or months to get it from insurance companies.
Mm.
And that's why it's so important. In like even New York after Hurricane Sandy, they had relief, and Florida had it after Katrina, as well as Louisiana had it after Katrina, where you can get alternative relief aside from your insurance policy. And that's very important because for a lot of people, they need to get emergency dollars to fix things, and the insurance company gets 100,000 claims or a million claims, and they can't get to you in time.
I see. We're speaking with Scott Major, disaster insurance expert, also an author. We're talking about how to avoid getting blown away by your insurance company after a hurricane. The biggest mistakes that most people make that you see are what?
After a storm occurs, you know, assuming that people have taken pictures, and again, I would say before the storm would be people don't take enough pictures and video, but after the storm, people oftentimes don't notify their insurance companies immediately or they notify their agent, who may not be a member of the insurance company, may be selling insurance, or she may be selling insurance. You want to call your insurance company immediately, as well as soon as the storm has finished and it's safe outside, you want to go back out and make sure you document and take those same pictures and videos again of damages and be as detailed as possible, so that somebody who had never seen your home or never seen the damage beforehand could clearly understand exactly what the damages are. The next thing you need to do is make sure that you go out and get estimates for repairs. Don't just have your friend Fred down the street fix your premises and make up a receipt.
Okay.
You want to have certified professionals to do that, and then that will immediately put the insurance company on notice that you have a real claim that's valid.
Hey, Scott. Scott Major, National Disaster Insurance Expert based in Fort Lauderdale. 20 minutes now after the hour on This Morning. Jennifer Koschenka is here with more of America's First News.
Gordon, Florida Governor Rick Scott says state and local officials are prepared as they can be for Hurricane Matthew, even as he calls the storm bearing down on the state a monster.
We want everybody to survive this this horrible storm.
A mass exodus of 2 million people has led to crammed highways, full hotels, and the need to open dozens of hurricane shelters. The storm also has led to gas shortages, though Scott says the state still has 5 days' worth of supplies. Georgia Governor Nathan Deal says authorities will have an eye on the gas situation.
Any instances of verifiable price gouging will be investigated and prosecuted appropriately.
More than 200,000 people are without power and massive outages are expected. The death toll in Haiti as a result of Matthew has soared to more than 300. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook says the federal government is ready to help in the U.S. as well as in the Caribbean.
NORTHCOM continues to coordinate with SOUTHCOM, FEMA, the military services, the State Department, East Coast states, and others to ensure that DOD is able to respond to requests for assistance from and support FEMA mission assignments as needed for East Coast states as well as the Bahamas.
Hurricane Matthew has prompted several college football postponements and has the NFL plotting just-in-case scenarios for games scheduled in Tampa and Miami this week. LSU at number 18, Florida, as well as Charlotte at Florida Atlantic have been postponed. South Carolina's home game against Georgia has been moved to Sunday. Ocean-going travelers for the first time can see what crimes are being reported aboard ships operating in U.S. ports. The number of reported sexual assaults on cruise ships in the first 6 months of the year jumped to 39 from 6 in 2015. Overall reported crimes on ships jumped to 61 from 12. And apes may be closer to humans than we thought. A new study finds that chimpanzees and orangutans show some key abilities to see the world from someone else's point of view, a trait that was once considered uniquely human. Researchers found that apes seem to have this ability even when they know that point of view is wrong. It's a concept humans develop around the age of 4 or 5.
Wow. How would you say you identify more as a chimp or an orangutan?
I hope I'm not as big as an orangutan, so I'm going to go with Chip.
It's 23 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Hey, glad you're with us. College application season is in full swing. That means a lot of anxious parents and students trying to maximize their chances of getting into their dream school. The bulk of students who go to college in the U.S. attend a non-selective university in their state. But for others, it's hard not to fall victim to the admissions industrial complex. It's a story from MarketWatch reporter Jillian Berman, who's got tips on how to keep perspective. Jillian, what do you have?
So this was, you know, sort of geared at families who are in that kind of college industrial complex, freaking out, you know, about where they're going to get in. Are their students going to go to the perfect school? So we looked at, you know, just a few factors that might keep families from freaking out, give them a little bit of perspective.
All right, good. So my son's a sophomore in high school. How do I avoid the freak out?
Yeah, so one really important part is to talk finances early on. You know, that is really, for a lot of students, going to dictate to a certain extent where they go to college. And what you don't want is your kid to get into their dream school having never heard, you know, that there might be some financial restrictions, and then to find out they can't go because, you know, you can't afford it. So it's good to prepare kids early on with that.
All right, so what are one of the other things?
some of the other things are there's a lot of information coming at college students or college applicants and their families, and so it's important to, you know, try to avoid some of the distractions that come with that information. So, you know, you see rankings, you might see news stories about a school, and while some of that stuff might be relevant, experts say it's really just kind of more important for kids to just drill down and think about what do they want to get out of college, and after you figure that out, then you can really get a sense of which colleges might be best for you.
Yeah, your point about news stories is an interesting one, because you have to figure it's not as great as a news story may say, but it's probably not as bad as some scandal may indicate either.
Exactly. Yeah, so a lot of applicants are deterred from applying to schools after a major scandal, according to a recent Harvard Business School study. And, you know, the professor who did that study, he pointed out that probably actually in the year immediately following a scandal, a college is on high alert about that topic. So if you're concerned about that topic, that actually, you know, that actually might be a good place to consider, because they're really concerned about it at that time, too. So don't necessarily be scared away by a scandal.
Speaking with Market Watch reporter Jillian Berman, her story is called Three Ways to Help Your Kid Pick the Right College. And finally, say a parent's chill out. Explain that one.
Yeah, so this is something that comes up a lot in my reporting. You know, families consider, or parents may consider, where their kid goes to school as, you know, sort of the capstone to their parenting career, right? You get into an Ivy, your kid gets into an Ivy League school, and that reflects really well on you as a parent. And sometimes parents just need to take a step back. Even in some cases, the most prestigious school may not be the best fit for your kid, especially, for example, if it means they're going to have a ton of debt where they wouldn't otherwise. So, you know, just parents have a little bit of perspective and be helpful role models sort of in this process.
Thanks, Jillian. Market Watch reporter Jillian Berman. 30 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. If you're looking to grow or relocate your business, there are three numbers you should know. 10, 2,000, and 6. 10 stands for Michigan being one of America's top 10 states for business. 2,000 is the number of burdensome regulations Michigan has eliminated in the last 5 years. And 6 stands for Michigan's rank for best entrepreneurial climates. All those numbers add up to the one state that has all that and more. Michigan. Go to MichiganBusiness.org to learn more. That's MichiganBusiness.org to learn more.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. ThisMorning@CompassMediaNetworks.com.
Hey, glad you could spend some time with us on this Friday, October 7. Gordon Deal with Jennifer Koschenka. Some of our top stories and headlines. Florida prepares for a day-long lashing from Hurricane Matthew. Georgia and South Carolina are bracing as well. Same storm that's killed more than 300 in Haiti. Washington Examiner says newly released emails show how the State Department worked with the White House to push back on Hillary's email server stories. Parent company of Snapchat preparing for an IPO that could be worth $25 billion. And measuring hurricanes through what's called the Waffle House Index. We'll have that story in about 20 minutes. Well, as you know, situation is not good right now in Florida, which is bracing for the brunt of Hurricane Matthew. 120-mile-an-hour sustained winds. Storm surge could be 11 feet in some areas. There could be as much as 15 inches of rain. Let's get a live update now from Dan Halliburton. He's a spokesman for the American Red Cross. He's on the ground in Brevard County, Florida. Dan, what are you experiencing weather-wise from Matthew right now?
Well, we're seeing some of the heaviest rain and bands of wind that have come through so far this morning. The storm is just off the coast, just to our east, so we're seeing the strongest parts of that. Fortunately, the lights have stayed on, and we're hearing a lot of reports of that in a lot of areas, so good job on that one. And now, as it moves up the coast, Daytona Beach would be the next area that's in the sights.
All right, so in Brevard County, where you are, what are you bracing for? What are the local forecasters saying?
Well, we're probably just at or just under hurricane force winds as you move away from the coast. Certainly when you get out there on the Cape, and nobody should be out there, those are areas that were evacuated. They're going to look at wind above 100 miles an hour. And I have to say, it seems like from I caught about 3 hours of sleep that We kind of caught a little bit of a break. There was really the concern that this storm would jog to the left and come in with its full force. It fortunately stayed off the coast, and that's a good thing.
Mm. All right, so what's your current setup now with the American Red Cross?
Well, we've got our shelters open throughout Florida and up into the Carolinas, over 80 shelters, 46 here in Florida alone. I spent a lot of time yesterday talking to residents as they decided to make the good decision and move to an evacuation shelter. And it was people of all circumstances and all types, folks who had sheltered before because of hurricanes, people who had never been in shelters before. But there was an upbeat mood and tone to the room as people talked about being there and knowing that they were safe. The underlying concern was always, what's going to happen with my home? Will I have a home to go back to? And we won't really know that for a number of hours until the force of the winds goes down, till we get some sunlight on it, yeah, and we can then really see and understand the full impact of the storm.
Most shelters are what? Schools, Dan?
Schools, community centers. It's a variety. Red Cross works with local partners to make sure that they have the right supplies and the right materials that are needed and are in safe areas. We would never knowingly put a shelter in an area that could be a problem or dangerous.
Yeah.
We're out there, we're getting set up. A lot of times evacuation shelters are a little different than what people may have seen. We don't necessarily set up cots. They're really designed for people to come in for literally a one-day stay and then go home. So people are bringing their lawn chairs, their cooler, some of the other things that they need to get through about a 24-hour period until they can get back into their homes. And then I think you'll start to see the nature and the number of our shelters change as we find out how many people are going to end up homeless and how we can provide for that group.
Okay. We're speaking live this morning with Dan Halliburton, spokesman for the American Red Cross. He's on the ground in Brevard County, Florida. Can people reach you? Has that become an issue at all?
Well, we were still having folks come into the shelter last evening. So they were doing that. Then, of course, there was a point where everybody said, listen, wherever you are, you need to stop. You need to hunker down.
Okay.
And if you need to find out about a shelter in the area, if you'll call 1-800-RED-CROSS, you can let them know where you are, and they'll get you to a shelter in your area.
Very good. And what about donations? I assume they're welcome as with any disaster. I think I saw and even heard something mentioned during the Thursday night football game last night.
Well, they're always appreciated and they're needed. You know, the logistics and the support that goes into an operation of this size is really unbelievable. We've got over 30 trucks that are tractor trailers positioned all around the area with supplies as we start to move into the cleanup phase. You know, 500 workers on the ground and a lot of emergency response vehicles here. You know, it's a big operation. It takes money to run it. And so we're always very appreciative of the support of people when they donate to the American Red Cross.
Very good. Man, you guys do great work. Always there in the clutch, that's for sure. Good luck, Dan. Be safe. Dan Halliburton, spokesman for the American Red Cross in Brevard County, Florida, this morning. Again, 1-800-RED-CROSS if you need help finding shelter. 20 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Need a website? Why not do it yourself with Wix.com? No matter what business you're in, Wix.com has something for you. Used by more than 84 million people worldwide, Wix.com makes it easy to get your website live today. You need to get the word out about your business. It all starts with a stunning website. With hundreds of designer-made, customizable templates to choose from, and the drag-and-drop editor, there is no coding needed. You don't need to be a programmer or designer to create something beautiful. You can do it yourself with Wix.com. Wix.com empowers business owners to create their own professional websites every day. When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy and free. Go to Wix.com to create your own website today. The result is stunning. Glad you could be with us. Time now for our weekly look at what we've been searching for the most online in the past few days. We're joined live this morning by Google Trends expert Patrick Lenihan. Patrick, of course, everybody wants to know about Hurricane Matthew.
Absolutely. Hurricane-related searches picked up significantly this week with Hurricane Matthew as it approaches the southeastern United States. If you're in an affected area and search on Google for anything hurricane-related, you'll see public alerts about the evacuation routes and street closures, et cetera. Lots and lots of, like, really, really, you know, people need to get out of there, clearly, storm approaches.
As much as I like to needle her at times, this was a scary week for Kim Kardashian.
Absolutely. So robbers posing as police stole $10.3 million worth of jewelry from Kardashian in Paris, where she was attending Fashion Week. Search interest for the Kardashians skyrocketed, which is not really an easy thing for them to do because they're so consistently popular. But it's impressive search spikes, but scary week for her,
yeah,
indeed.
No question. I think I saw a headline this morning, too, said she filed like a $5.5 million insurance claim for that jewelry. Let me play a clip, too, because I know this the Donald Trump versus Hillary Clinton debate on Saturday Night Live is getting a lot of traction. Here's the clip.
He hasn't released his tax returns, which means he's either not that rich,
wrong,
not that charitable,
wrong,
or he's never paid taxes in his life.
Warmer.
Explain that one, Patrick.
Well, this weekend, SNL kicked off its latest season. And, of course, SNL is a big, big, they love skewering the presidential debate. So that video already has over 13 million views on YouTube since it was put up on Sunday. People are clearly pretty interested in making sure they stay up to date on the political satire of the times.
Why is Gilmore Girls trending?
So, funnily enough, Gilmore Girls are coming back, and fans of Gilmore Girls started searching a lot for Luke's Diner on Google after Netflix opened 200 pop-ups around the country in celebration of the show's 16th anniversary. So lots of questions about, you know, why do people like Gilmore Girls is actually the number one question trending on Google this week about Gilmore Girls, which I think is pretty funny.
Very good. That is funny. Hey, thanks for a few minutes. Good talking to you. Google Trends expert Patrick Lenihan with us live this morning. It's 14 minutes now before the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a health and wellness update, and it's brought to you by Rite Aid. Get your flu shot at Rite Aid today. Free with most insurance plans. Age restrictions apply in some states. See your Rite Aid pharmacist for details. With Hurricane Matthew in mind, reminders are going out about your emergency health kits if you have to evacuate. CBS News says, first off, the obvious things are food, water, shelter. Secondly, it's essential that people living in coastal areas listen closely to evacuation orders. Also, find out ahead of time where designated shelters are set up in your area. They're often in schools, community centers, churches. And make sure, of course, you have enough water. The rule of thumb, 1 gallon of water per person per day for at least 3 days. An emergency physician in New York City said other items that could be lifesavers, a 1 to 2 week supply of medication for any chronic illnesses like high blood pressure, diabetes, non-perishable foods that don't require refrigeration or preparation like peanut butter, canned foods, bread, crackers, special supplies for babies, of course, including sanitized baby bottles, diapers, medications, baby wipes. Two items often overlooked for adults, manual can openers and toilet paper. 8 minutes in front of the hour on This Morning. Jennifer Koshenka is back with more of America's First News.
Jordan, Hurricane Matthew is lashing Florida with heavy rains and winds after killing more than 300 people in Haiti on its destructive march north through the Caribbean. Although the hurricane was downgraded to a Category 3 storm as it approached the U.S. mainland, wind gusts of up to 70 miles per hour and heavy downpours are reported across coastal communities. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley says she's heard from President Obama.
He did call and offer a direct line to him for anything that we need, and had his prayers for the people of South Carolina and said that they would continue to be on standby.
Few storms with winds as powerful as Matthew's have struck Florida, and the National Hurricane Center warned of potentially disastrous impacts. More than 200,000 people are without power, and that number is expected to rise. The International Red Cross has announced an emergency appeal for $7 million to provide medical aid, shelter, water, and sanitation assistance to 50,000 people in southwestern Haiti. UNICEF says it needs $5 million to meet children's immediate needs in Haiti. The U.S. military has sent troops and helicopters in to help Haitian residents. Turns out this wasn't the best week to plan a cruise, at least for those who signed up to float from Baltimore to the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos in the Carnival Cruise Line's Carnival Pride. 1,600 passengers on that ship got diverted to New York. A New Jersey Transit train that crashed into Hoboken's terminal last week, killing one person and injuring more than 100 others, was going twice the speed limit at the moment of impact, and the train's engineer hit the emergency brake less than a second before the crash. The National Transportation Safety Board says the findings were taken from data recorders aboard the train. And a new report from the UN finds that girls spend 40% more time performing unpaid household chores than boys. Two out of three girls cook and clean in the home, and almost half collect water or firewood. They also perform more less visible domestic work like child care or looking after the elderly.
Collecting water or firewood.
This is a global study.
Oh, I see. Global,
not the
yes.
US.
I was going to say.
I don't think too many people do that in the US.
No.
Some, but not so many.
My daughter mostly connects Instagram likes. Those are what she collects.
That's the US kids.
Yeah, the US kids. Thanks, Jen. 6 minutes now in front of the hour. On This Morning, America's First News. Whether traveling or working remotely, we know your PC is your business headquarters. And when work takes you on the go, you need a laptop that can keep up. Dell's XPS 13 empowers small business owners to collaborate anywhere with incredible battery life and powerful performance. Reduce downtime by 50% and boost productivity with 4 times faster performance when you refresh to new Dell PCs featuring Intel Core processors. Explore the XPS 13 at Dell.com/radio. Hey, glad you could be with us. There are a bunch of unusual ways you can track what's happening in the economy, and one of the more popular informal measures is the so-called Waffle House Index, an indicator that is actually unofficially used by the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Business Insider has the gist of it. It says Waffle House restaurants notoriously stay open during natural disasters, so if the diner closes during an event, that suggests it was a really bad natural disaster with devastating effects on the economy. On the flip side, if it stays open and serving a full menu, damage was relatively limited. Notably, Waffle House is planning on staying open during the height of Hurricane Matthew, which is hitting Florida today. Could be hard, though, if employees have evacuated. That'll do it for this hour. For Jennifer Koshenka, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Morning, America's First News.
Thanks for listening, and don't forget to subscribe and leave a review on iTunes. For more from This Morning Show, check us out at thismorningwithgordondeal.com.